Blog Talk Radio.
She walked around an old Durango. They were the same as mine. We walked a mile of mud on dirt roads. We couldn't afford a ride. We shared the pain and laughter. We were as tight as we could be. I always thought we'd last forever. Oh, she's not here with me. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. And I can't figure it out. She's got new friends now. Her. She's been from here to Timbuktu, climbing all those corporate ladders. I sure hope she likes the view from her high rise out in Vegas. Nowhere near our stomping ground. She'll hold the hand that she's playing. She ain't coming back around. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. Can't figure it out. She's got new friends now.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom on the Be Wisdom Radio Network, SOP Radio Network, and we're streaming live on Livestream, and we'll be streaming live on Ustream. And tonight I want to talk about those who let go flow. Those who let go, freedom flows when those who let go. And it's about letting go is where life will expand you into your desired life. And that's how life is lived, in the thing. And we're so caught up in doing things that we forget to do things. And then we forget to live our life. And we are now live streaming live on Ustream. So what I really want to talk about tonight is what's going on in the world today. We're so busy trying to keep up with everybody, we're forgetting to enjoy life. And that's what's happening. We're so caught up in what's happening in life, we forget to enjoy life. And the call-in number here is 626-414-3564. And I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner. And freedom flows to those who let go. And what that is we let go of being stuck in the moment and stuck where we are. And something that I discovered today, and Rami said it, when you choose to manifest or expand into something, let go and say, I expand out and beyond my limitations, and I meet the my desire in a new place, in a new life. So for me, if I choose to meet my desires and all my manifestations and my dreams of my legacy in the mountain valleys, watching my streams of success flow into my rivers of prosperity that meander so magnificently into my oceans of wealth. It's about having a good feeling about where you're going and everything that's going on. And that's what life is all about. It's not about what we know, and it's about not how smart we are. It's what we're willing to let go of and expand into is where life is lived, and that's where we enjoy life. It's not out there being caught up in the mundaneness of life. It's out there in the grandeur of life. And that's how life is lived, is in the grandeur. But we're so caught up in being like everybody else and caught up with everybody else, we really forget to enjoy life. And when we forget to enjoy life, we really think we're caught in a trap that we can't get out of. And that's a fallacy. There is nothing in the world that is put in front of you that you don't encompass the grit, the get, and the wisdom to expand through. Challenges aren't there because of what you did wrong. Challenges are there because of what you did right. And when you choose to expand through the challenge, don't look at the right, wrong, what everybody's saying. Expand out and get into a vision where your emotions and your feelings and thoughts all feel liberated and free, and then expand out beyond and through the situation into that new paradigm. We allow life to get in the way of life, and we're so busy trying to look at life as, oh my God, I did something I shouldn't have, and life is this, and life is that. And all life is a culmination of seeds of wisdom, expanding you into being a giant sequoia of sapience, to unleash your enterprising energies to flow freely in the harmony of your life. But we try to expand in the same muck and the mud and the gumbo holes that we live in. It's about opening out a new premise and a new premonition of expanding out into your desired life, then allow the manifestation and all your desires to flow to you like a river flowing to the ocean. How does it feel to think of all your desires in a plush mountain valley of emerald green grass, watching the elk play, the deer and the antelope play? You know, Old Home on the Range has a lot of sapience in it. Watch the deer and the antelope play. It takes your conscious mind off of everything that's going on and allows your subliminal to expand and see the images of you playing in wealth and success. We are so caught up in the doldrums of life, we forget to expand through life. And life is nothing more than a seed of wisdom, opening the way for you to play in your desired life. And freedom flows to those who let go. And that is things. And this is something I've really bantered around in myself the last week, and it's a question that's quite omnipotent when you listen to it. Am I really a human being, or am I energy? Because everything in life consists of seven things. It always has consisted of seven things and always will consist of these seven things. Everybody's made up of hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen. And everything in the world is text, numbers, and communication. And that's what it is. It's what you think about. It's what your emotions are saying and what you're feeling. That's what that is about. That opens out your cash flow, which is numbers, and the text you write down is the life you live. And here's something I've been really noticing and expanding into. When you write about the obstacles of your life, what are you telling the universe you desire? More obstacles. more of everything. Challenges are canonizing. I forgot the word. But anyways, canonizing heaven, allowing listening, energized genius, expanding you out through and beyond every situation in life. When you have a challenge, start having an image of expanding out and meeting that challenge out and overcoming the challenge and let go of the right, the wrong, what happened, what did I do, what I should have done. Get a vision in your mind above and beyond it, out of there, out of the situation, and allow yourself to expand into that, because to see the wisdom is inside it, but it's also on the outside because you raise your energy. Carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen are all energy. And we are an energized human being, and think about it this way. We were brought into life in an energetic action. So everything in life has always been energy. And once you let go of that and expand out of the humanness and thinking that you're a human being having a spiritual experience, it allows you to be free of the carbonated crap we've been filled in by society and a school system that really has shut down the innovation of this country. When cash isn't flowing into your life, it isn't because of money. It's because of innovation, wisdom, loving yourself, and listening to the world and listening to the whispering wisdom of the world. But the whispering wisdom is inside you. We're afraid to listen our way to wealth and success because we're taught in a world of talkers and not walkers. People in this world follow a talker rather than a walker. Because I looked at this, and Jack Murtha, who's passed away, a lot of people criticized and condemned the man when he was alive because he'd say the truth about war. And Cam Cleland's another one to talk the truth about war. He was called a non-patriotic person by his running opponent. Cam Cleland lost 3 limbs in the Vietnam War. Do you think he might have a premonition about not wanting to see other kids or other young people lose their lives and go through what he did? A man that dodged the draft actually told him he was unpatriotic, and the man lost 3 limbs in the Vietnam War. Now, that's dishonorable and disingenuous to me, and that's what they follow. And they voted the guy in that didn't go to war. We have this big premise that war is this grand thing. And all war is a lack of communication. And people don't have the willingness to expand out of their egotistical arrogance. And war is a lot like the humans today. We're blaming the deficits on the lack of money. And the deficits and everything that's going on in life is actually from the lack of wisdom, innovation, and the willingness of the politicians, the CEOs, corporate America, you, me, to open out new innovation to experience our life. We're trying to expand out of this situation in the exact mindset, premonition, and the exact way we've done business that got us into the situation. How are you doing that in your life? And that's what we're doing here. We're living the same. We are living and experiencing the definition of insanity today because we're living inside the same paradoxes that got us into it. So when you choose to expand your life, actually expand into the place you desire, the outcome, and let go of the right, the wrong, what I did, what I should have, could have did, get into the premise of you have the wisdom inside you. And everybody does encompass the wisdom to expand out of this. And I want to welcome everybody on the phone lines in the chat room. And any questions, the call-in number is 626-414-3564. And we're also live streaming this, and it's on Ustream, and it'll be on the SOP radio network. But what we're really trying to do today is we're searching for people with wisdom to move us out and the innovation. And the people are the people. And the biggest fallacy in the world is people do business with business. People do business with people. Everything in life is a people business. So how are we stuck in the same paradoxes that we think business is going to lead us out of here? And business has never done anything but it employs people, but it's really just a tax identification number and a way to dodge taxes through LLCs, Nevada corporations, offshore trusts, and things like that. That's one thing about life. The only way this situation we have today is going to be communication, text, and the numbers. And there's something in the chat room. We need to return to service of others. Others' mentality. It is serve others, but and listen to them. And that's absolutely true. But it's serving in an innovative way and not a way to take advantage of them. And, you know, something I really want to say. My heart and prayers go out to everybody in Joplin, Missouri tonight because they had something down there that happened. And I just pray everything is. And it's trading skills for skills. And that's absolutely the truth right there because this country lacks the craftsmanship ability to come out of this. We can put everything on paper and computers, but we can't physically manufacture anything. And it's not for the love of money. Money comes from wisdom. Wisdom optimizes wealth. Wealth energizes cash flow. Cash, money is an energy, just like everything else. It's an energy and a frequency. And it isn't, and when you're doing it for money, you're always going to come up short. But when you do it for the love of what you're doing, the money will flow. That's absolutely true. And I want to thank Angel 19,691 for saying that. But it's about us engaging who we are, but it's also engaging in the people and letting go of their it's letting go of looking at the physicality of people and start seeing them as seeds of wisdom because everything in life is a seed of wisdom. And this has helped me open up more than anything because I look at every second of every day as a seed of wisdom because the wisdom I choose to engage in is the wisdom that will expand me through things. And the ego... You know, you got to have a savant ego, but not an egotistical. And the savant ego is an innovative ego that gives you a little bit of grit and get to get through it because you have to be a little bit stubborn, hard, and headed to succeed because you got to know, you got to be too stubborn to know when you're beaten, too hard headed to quit. But when you really see the world as wisdom, that is when the world becomes easier and more fun. And since I started using the words expand, energize, enterprise, and experience, my eye has become more forward-focused on everything in life. And stop focusing, this is in the chat room, stop focusing on this material world and realize that the spirit will transcend you through time and universe. And that's absolutely true because when you open up to be an enterprising energy, unleashing that spiritual sapience, you expand the seed of wisdom, energize that giant sequoia of sapience to live that desired life. And, you know, since I did that and since I opened up to understand that only thing that's ever told me I was a human being was a science book and everything I learned in school and something I'm really, really expanding into. Everything in a school book has been taught to control me to live inside society's way of thinking. Since then, I've really opened up and expanded into living my life my way. And I see the world in a whole new light because I'm willing to see the world as wisdom that optimizes my wealth. And wealth is just the whole gamut, the love, the conversation, the text, the numbers, enjoying people, sitting down with people and have conversations of ideas and see how I can expand my wisdom as I expand their wisdom. That is what this is about to me. It's about enjoying the fun. And as Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I have a red-hot burning desire to energize wealth and success in this world. And it's people writing their own definition of wealth and success. And that's what this is all about. And here's something that I come today to realize. You know, we've had a pretty decisive country. We've been pretty split. Do you suppose all the Mother Nature and the energies of the world energized some communication between each other through some of these unsavory situations we're going through? We are infinite wisdom, perfect in the image of God, with a trip, attributes and gifts beyond our wildest imagination, ready and waiting for our awakening to take back our rightful place. And that's true. It's when and something I really opened up to is the Yahweh. My Yahweh opens a way for me to energize my desired life. And we have some situations coming in this country that are going to open people up to communication. And that is what it's going to take to move this world forward. It's going to take people listening, communicating, and expressing and exchanging wisdom and ideas and innovation to bring us forward. And that is what this is all about. But the Yahweh within, and once you understand the Yahweh is the God within, and it just opens you up. But when you really understand there's no right or wrong, and when you have a situation in your life, expand out of the right and wrongs and everything you did before. And here's another thing to do when you have something happen in your life. Write down everything that happened and everything you think you know about the situation and really get in depth about it. Then at the end, ask how is this my biggest limitation restricting and constricting my new wisdom from flowing in? And where's some place you'd like to visit in the world? You don't have to go there, but you can also put that image in your mind and let yourself go there and seek the seed of wisdom inside the situation, because the wisdom is buried in the situation, and it's absolutely buried where you're unwilling to look. And something else that I've undiscovered and discovered, never write about what you know. Write about what makes you uncomfortable. And write about what, if you don't like something in the world and you feel angst against it, write about that, because that's you unwilling to see the wisdom in that person or in that situation. And that's something I've learned and expanded up into. And it's going to take a huge, this is in the chat room, it's going to take a huge delusion, like the Bible says, so the masses that will deceive even the very elect. And that's true. Because, you know, tragedy, actually, like the stuff that happened down south, is actually a letting go of the old and bringing in the new. I know that don't sound very good, and then my heart goes out to down there. And that's true. I believe the government's involved with the back engineered technology will try and use this false flag ET invasion we are being prepared and destined through mainstream media. Mainstream media is just a ploy. But here's something else that I discovered. We're listening to college professors that have never, ever owned a business or in Forbes' most successful business people. And Hollywood Hollywood's kind of unique. We look at it as a fascination, but, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Hollywood that comes out to be pretty close in the future. Holographic technology. That's one that's really been played with. This is all in the chat room. And we are a hollowed hologram, and that's what we are, but they taught us to think we're human and we're locked into history. And that's where the challenges of life really lie. Because history is not taught to teach us. History is taught to control us. And everything that's come out of the chat room is a history being taught to us while they're manipulating us. It's like everything the media has going on. My next question to everything is, where are they not telling me the truth, and what are they trying to do behind my back? Most professors with letters after their name are so indoctrinated in their college mind control. That's very eloquently put. And that's what college education is mind control. And I'm gonna expand on that. Now, I read an article today where it wasn't good to buy American products, and she used bananas as one of the things. Well, if you just bought American, you couldn't buy bananas. Well, we haven't grown bananas in this country since the beginning. It's like she didn't understand. There's just things you trade with other countries because they can grow it. But what it's really done is when we outsource the jobs, we outsource the innovation of this country. And that's what I'm talking about the control. If you think it's an absolute one way, write it down and see how you're limiting yourself. Then look at it from a total different way, a way that really frustrates you on the inside, makes you uncomfortable, then opens out your courageous curiosity to expand through it. That is where life is lived. It's when you choose to expand through something because of your courageous curiosity, and you're willing to step into the terra incognita. And that is a land of unknown wisdom, and the opens you out to seeing it in a new way. And just the word terra incognita means earth in the unknown. So you're willing to step into the unknown and discover the wisdom. But you don't have to stay in the same premise and have the same vision. You can allow yourself to expand and see it. Let's say you want to go to Hawaii. Get a picture of Hawaiian beaches and look at that as you're going through the situation. Or you want to go to India or someplace. Put an image of someplace you want to visit and take that and allow yourself to go there and expand out of it and look for the wisdom inside that, because that's where your true omnipotence is. And they use it as a distraction to keep you blind from what's going on, and that's untruthful. But here's something else I'm going to add to that. They keep this country medicated, full of alcohol, and a paycheck. And I witnessed this the other night. I'm a union electrician. I went to a union meeting, and I discovered all you have to do is keep them medicated, a Budweiser, and a paycheck, and you can do anything with them you want, because I witnessed it. That's the way it is with all of America. All you got to do is medicate them, give them some alcohol and a paycheck, and 95% or 90% or less, you can do anything you want. But the 10% they can't manipulate will be the leaders of the world, and that's everybody on these phone lines writing books, everybody that's willing to step into a new, to understand freedom flows when you let go will be the people. I'm Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And my phone number is 720-275-9410. And I'm also with Be Wisdom Publishing. And I want to announce Tom Ski with Be First Inc. Tim and I are in partners with Be Wisdom, but Tom also can put your book in front of 13 million people instantly. And I want to thank everybody for being on. And there's something, there's vaccines, fluoride, ELF, HARP, and all that. That is true. That's all engineered for control and not for our benefit. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I have something to do tonight. I have to run. And I really want to thank everybody for being on the show. And thank you and good night.